Father God, that this word will come out unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. Now I thank you, Father God, for signs, wonders, and miracles that will confirm the word preached. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, here we go. So I want to talk to you tonight about something that I think we can all relate to. I'm going to come down here if that's okay. I like to have fun when I teach. Some of y'all don't know me like real well, so I like to have fun. I know my dad, you know, he likes to have fun, you know, but he's serious, he's corporate. I'm like the goofy guy, like, ha 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 ha. So, all right, so anyways. So tonight I want to talk to you about something that I think we all can relate to. A lot of times, I know we do testimony sometimes in midweek service here on Wednesday night service. You might have a friend that'll tell you about the good things that are happening. And praise God for that. We want to hear about that. Testimonies are meant to encourage us in our faith, right? Amen. But you know, and I'll just talk from my perspective because I know this isn't you, but maybe it's just me. And that sometimes as we're hearing these different testimonies, somebody might hit something that we're believing for. Leo says, I just got blessed with a new car, David. You'll never guess, 2016, and man, it's clean. I love it. And I got it debt-free. It's like, man, that's good. And so I smile, we shake hands, and I walk away like, man, God. What's up, though? I mean, you saw how my car broke down last month. Can a brother get a new car, too? I mean, and I asked Leo, what scripture you been standing on? He said, Mark 11:24. And I said, wow, that's interesting, God. You know, I've been standing on that same scripture. That's familiar, huh? That's interesting. And we can hear these stories and testimonies about the breakthrough that people are having, and it's great. Mom, auntie, Pookie and them, whoever that is, friends. And so we see the great things that people are doing, you know, they'll publish on social media, on Instagram, whatever, to talk about the great things that God is doing. But sometimes it can make us question, well, what am I doing wrong? God, I see you prospering them, and praise God for that. I see you prospering her. I saw you prosper him over there. But what about mine? What about my breakthrough? Not trying to be selfish here, but let's be real. At the end of the day, a lot of us have to pay bills. Right? Need transportation to work, right? Yeah. We have an assignment. We have a purpose, a passion that God has given us in our hearts. But it's hard because the budget for our purpose doesn't line up with the paycheck that we're receiving every month, week, biweekly. And we hear this word of God from my father. He teaches each and every Sunday and Wednesdays, and he talks about faith. But how do we make the connection? How do we make the connection? Turn with me to Mark chapter 9. We're going to get warmed up here. Oh, got to make sure I start my timer. Want to make sure I get invited back. And it says, Jesus said to him, now this man, he had a child who was mute, couldn't speak, and was having seizures. And he wanted Jesus to heal the child. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things. So that's easy to see, all things. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, really meant it, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Now I was talking about this on Periscope last week. I'm big on social media, so Periscope, Facebook, and all that. And I was breaking this down because, you know, as I was studying this, I had the question, that doesn't make sense, God. Help me understand, how can one man believe and then say, help my unbelief? I believe, but help me my unbelief. I believe, but I don't believe. Either you believe or you don't, right? But it's interesting, that word there in the Greek is actually apostia. And that word translated, it means faithlessness. So this man is saying, Lord, I believe, but help my lack of faith. Jesus, I believe you can do this because I saw you heal that woman over there. And I heard about that time you healed that person over there. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I know the family of the daughter you healed. So I believe it is possible, but I'm having a faith struggle. So what I believe is this. This is what he is saying. Lord, I believe you can, but I'm having a challenge believing that you're going to do it for me. Faith is believing that God is who he says he is. He's going to do what he said he would do, and he's going to do it for you. That's faith. Faith is God is who he says he is. He's going to do what he said he would do, and he's going to do it for you. So when this man says, help my unbelief, he's saying, help my lack of faith. I believe that you can do it. We read the scriptures every Sunday. We believe that God is a healer, but are we healed in our body? So we might need a help in our lack of faith. So we want to get rid of that unbelief. Unbelief is the foundation of fear. You know, people don't like to fly because they fear flying. Well, really, they fear dying because they fear what's going to happen. But my question is, if you believe in a God who can keep you, protect you, who said in Psalms 91 that he'll keep his angels, he'll bear you up unless you dash your foot against a stone, he'll keep you from all evil, then Jesus promised us this. The Bible promised me this. So why would I believe anything different?
That's right. That's good.
So in this scenario, it sounds like I'm having a challenge believing that God will keep me. So fear is the symptom, but unbelief is the root cause. I don't believe in God's ability to keep me. Now, I'm not coming down. I'm not condemning anybody who has that challenge. But you can be healed. You can be free from that. So here we go. All right. Let me go back to my Bible. So we have, there was a woman who called our Bill Winston Ministries prayer call center. We have a prayer call center. And it's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and we take prayer calls, and we have all different kind of people that are calling in. And as people call in, there was one specific lady that called in last month, and she said, I have an issue. I have a relative who was on life support, I think in a coma, and the family was considering pulling the plug and taking her off, and she was calling for that family member to be healed and restored. And she called the prayer call center. We prayed. And then she got the call that the relative had woke up from the coma. And I believe was asking for something to drink or eat or something. And, you know, they traced back the timing, the timeline of it. And at the same moment when the prayer was being prayed and declared and decreed was the same time where the woman woke up from the coma. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to build your belief tonight because this woman had a situation which she was facing that there seemed like there was little to no hope. And somebody in here today, even you might be on the internet, you might be facing a situation today where you feel like there's little or no hope. As a matter of fact, the situation is dead, it's gone, it's buried. Make the funeral arrangements because this thing cannot be brought back. But tonight I want to teach you about something. The title of my message is called Cancel the Funeral. So here we go. You're going to have to help me deliver this. Turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 8, please. And we're going to get moving. Luke chapter 8, please. And let's start at verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had only an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. And so he starts going with Jairus. And then you know the story, the woman with the issue of blood. She reached out, she touched him, she was made whole. She said, who touched me? And took a moment to teach for a minute. And then we get back to verse 48.